It is. Michael Falgate not too far away on Racing Pulse, and I've just come across the information for that Champions League game between United and the Young Boys, the under-16 fellas. It wasn't at Old Trafford today. It was the home league for Manchester United, but it was at Stade de Suisse, or Wankdorf Stadium.
Beg your pardon?
Exactly right. In Bern in Switzerland, Stade de Suisse, or I don't know what the other name is. Oh, Wankdorf Shopping Mall. It's somewhere near that precinct, I imagine. That's what it's called. I don't think Peter Hanscom's ever played at Wankdorf Stadium, but he'd just like to be playing at the moment, I'm sure, because the Victorian cricket team's fixture has been thrown into chaos, and he joins us, the skipper of the Shield team. Hello, Pete.
Good morning, guys. And no, haven't had the pleasure of playing out there.
No, I didn't think you would have. But I imagine you would just like to be playing anywhere at the moment. What's the latest? What do you know?
Not a great deal. As you can imagine, it's a very interesting situation. Just trying to find out if we can actually get out of Victoria, trying to find a place to quarantine, to be able to get out and play against the other states to get our season started, really.
So you're just in limbo. Is it one of those situations where you just keep rolling on until somebody tells you you're right to go? Is that how it works?
Yeah, pretty much. So we're kind of ready. We are ready to go, but we've sort of waiting on a notice in the next little week to basically just be ready to go within about 5 days and just to get out of the state. So hopefully by the end of the next week, we'll be able to find a place to quarantine and get our season going.
I must confess, Pete, just hearing you say that's like, oh, not again. And that's not someone that's involved. How do you feel about that it's sort of history repeating?
In terms of having a quarantine again?
Yeah, and just what it might look like now.
Yeah. It's a shame that, you know, it's another year gone and we're in the same situation as last year. But, you know, there's not a lot that we can do. And we're still very lucky that we've been able to train and play and got our season in last year. And we're going to get our season in this year as well. So pretty much whatever we have to do to get out and play and get this season going, we're happy to do it and we're ready for it.
Has it been harder, the fact that yourself and Marcus have been overplaying in England and it's sort of life close to normal, that you come back to that situation that you find yourself in now here?
Yeah, it is an interesting one, having been over there and sort of seeing where they are in comparison to us and how they're sort of living with COVID and the restrictions or the rules that they have in place. And then to come back into quite a strict lockdown again was a surprise and a shock to the body. But like I said, we're happy to do anything that we can just to get this season going.
Pete, I was lucky enough to see some of the boys out on the field yesterday having a bit of a... am I still on?
Yeah, you're still there. We've got you.
I've got issues.
We can hear you, Sherelle. You're all good.
We got you.
She's gone.
No, she's gone. She's now. Gone. She's gone. She's gone now. I don't know what she's done.
She's fallen off her chair. Well,
She's that flabbergasted by what's happened to the Victoria.
She was so impressed with what she saw yesterday, Pete. Obviously, she's just fallen off her chair.
She's back with us.
Am I here? Am I here, Pete? Sorry about that. Oh, God. The drama's about working from home. Yeah, you were out on the field. What was it like to do that? Because there is going to be some restrictions on how much you're actually going to play before the season gets underway.
Yeah, it was great to get out yesterday. We just played a 40-over intra-squad game out at Junction Oval. So it was just nice for the boys to be able to get some game time into their legs and into their bodies, because the original season we would have started last week, so you know they were primed and ready to go. So it was nice to get out. We've got another one-day game today, and then hopefully next week we can play a three-day game, and that'll get us ready for, you know, hopefully starting the season a few weeks after that.
Probably should have put our hands up, Daniel, to sort of looking for extra players.
Well, I would have thought it would have
probably helped.
It's been coming. The invitation would have been coming.
Yeah,
would have thought it's pretty straightforward.
Need a couple of umpires, lads.
We don't officiate. We play, Pete. What's the squad looking like? How's it coming together from your eye? You've been around a while now. You know what's doing. What's it look like?
No, squad's looking really, really good. Last year we were able to play a lot of young young players throughout the year and get some games into them, and you know, hopefully grow them as individual players. But you know, they've had a really, really good pre-season, albeit quite a long one for them. But you know, Chris Rogers has been doing a lot of work with them and the young boys, and they're developing really nicely and just trying to get, you know, old cricket heads on young bodies. And they're coming along nicely. So pretty pumped for this season.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing the Vics in action. Have you got any mates from England who are concerned about coming out for the Ashes? Any feedback from your end?
Honestly, no. Sorry, mate. I wish I did have something for you there. But, yeah, the conversation sort of coming out of England was it's obviously going to be a pretty tough tour for them, especially off the back of the World Cup T20. Into the Ashes, so it's a long tour to be away from home and away from the family, and then potentially not getting partners over could be tough as well. So they've got a tough gig, but unfortunately that's the world we're in at the moment, and we're still lucky enough that we've been able to play our sport and keep our jobs. So you know, I think we've got to keep doing whatever we can to keep playing.
Yep, bit of perspective is pretty good at times like this. And we can't wait to see the Victorians out there playing sooner rather than later. But we know there's obviously some logistics and challenges to get through before that happens. Good luck to you, Pete. We can't wait to see the boys out there, and hope it goes well for you this season for Victoria.
Beautiful. Cheers, guys.